A happy new year to you and yours. I'm David Fair on this first day of 2020 with another edition of Issues of the Environment. In the year 2020, we celebrate the 25th anniversary of Issues of the Environment. I began this program back in 1995, following another in a long line of recurring incidents impacting the health of our soil and posing a threat to our waters. And most importantly, it was a direct response to listener comments that more attention needed to be paid to the welfare of our local environment. Over the past 25 years, we've presented Issues of the Environment about 50 weeks every year. That amounts to over 1,200 shows. Now, I can't verify with certainty, but it may very well be the longest-running environmental program in radio. My guest today serves as our content partner, our support, and an invested environmentalist. Evan Pratt is Washtenaw County's Water Resources Commissioner, and a happy new year, and thank you for helping celebrate the anniversary of Issues of the Environment, Evan.
Happy New Year to you and everybody who's listening today. It's great to be in the company of others who have had a 25-year run, and certainly the longest-running environmental program we've been a part of, I know that.
That's for sure. Now, this program did start before you took over as Water Resources Commissioner. Do you know the backstory of how this all started?
I can't spell it all out factually, David, but I know that it's actually a partnership. A lot of people sometimes get a little frustrated if they're trying to get help from government and get bounced around by departments. But this show is really a combination of three different departments in the county. The Public Works Department, that is a part of Water Resource Commissioner's responsibilities, but also our Environmental Health Department at the county. All three of us work together to come up with the content. We're all hearing different issues that all have a common theme of folks being frustrated at sometimes is what's done to the environment around them, and how can they undo some of the problems that show up out there? How can we prevent these problems?
That is exactly the impetus for how this all began. It was back in 1995. There were several barrels containing toxic chemicals that were illegally dumped near the Huron River. The county called a press conference to create public awareness and generate some leads. I went to that press conference and, in its aftermath, struck up a conversation with a woman named Donna Southwell. Donna was working as a communication specialist and was responsible for the organizing of the press conference. I mentioned to her that in our pledge drives, many of our listeners were asking for a more concentrated effort on covering these kinds of environmental issues. Well, she went on to run down a long list of environmental initiatives that were underway at the county level and noted most people had no idea about them. So 2 weeks later, Issues of the Environment was born, it was on the air, and has been a regular feature ever since. So that is kind of how that whole first thing got started.
Dale, thank you, Donna Southwell, that's for sure. We really appreciate that, and I'm happy to continue funding it. I know our Board of Commissioners did not seek a reduction in what was allocated, even through the tough times in 2008 and 2009. So it really is a whole team of people that support this really important programming.
Yeah, and I do want to talk a little bit about that team, because none of this happens without a whole bunch of people working in concert with one another to put it forth. So as I mentioned when this first started, Evan, Donna Southwell was the content liaison and co-host of the program. After she departed the county, we had two others briefly serve as content partners and co-hosts. Then I took on the hosting duties myself, and the county stepped up, as you've mentioned, and provided a permanent position as content partner. Barb Lucas took on that role, and to great effect. Initially, she was working through Jeff Kirchmerick's Solid Waste Department, and here's where you can fill in that gap for me. At what point did the position shift to your office's purview and you became directly involved?
Yeah, that was around the time of 2008, 2009. There were some financial difficulties in the county that had Solid Waste, which was under our Public Works Division, which fit within the planning department of the county. The planning department was unfortunately eliminated in 2009. It was folded into my predecessor Janice Bobrin's office here at the Water Resource Commissioner's office with Public Works and Solid Waste. And the folks in Solid Waste do a great job of dealing with materials that don't really belong in your recycle bin, right, and probably shouldn't be in a landfill either. So we have a lot of great programs for that to prevent these barrels from showing up in the wrong place, or sofas or TVs or all kinds of things, fluorescent bulbs. We take those things for free from people.
Well, once Barbara Lucas changed roles and function for the county, she became lead reporter on WEMU's The Green Room segment and turned over Issues of the Environment to Mary Mathias. And Mary has been working with me now for years, and the result has been important and meaningful conversations about the health and well-being of our environment. So my question to you, Evan, is how or does Issues of the Environment serve your mission as Water Resources Commissioner?
It serves the mission in a number of ways. First off, just about anything that's inappropriate to to show up out there in the environment. Again, whether it's near the river or in a landfill that ultimately has leachate that sometimes escapes and gets to where it shouldn't be, and go figure, it ends up in the water again. Just about all of these things will have a negative impact on the water. Some of these things can have a negative impact on public health if people aren't aware of them. So that's the reason that our folks in the public health department are interested in trading notes and sharing experiences. And, of course, it's a great opportunity to just generally promote the environmental issues that we think are important for habitat, as well as we've seen some of the shows relative to bird habitat or some of the other areas out there that we know end up being good for the water at the end of the day, as well as helpful to our furry friends and our feathered friends out there.
Issues of the Environment continues on 89.1 WEMU on this first day of 2020. I'm David Fair, and our guest today is our Issues of the Environment content partner, Evan Pratt. Evan is Washtenaw County Water Resources Commissioner, and together we're taking note of the fact that in the year 2020, we're marking the 25th anniversary of Issues of the Environment. Anecdotally speaking, Evan, what response do you get from your colleagues in county government and from your constituency when you're publicly engaged?
Well, we certainly have people appreciating that someone is listening to them, whether it's a call-in in response to one of our Issue of the Environment segments, or it's just someone who's been frustrated that I had a county commissioner contact me a couple of years ago, for example, about three milk jugs of a mysterious substance along the roadway down outside of Saline along Moorville Road. And, she was really happy, as was the constituent that had contacted her, that somebody came out there on their way home later that day to deal with the mysterious substance and dispose of it appropriately here. So it's really a quite a web of experiences that we have with all this, David. But it all boils down to providing a service to people to help keep the world a little bit safer, a little bit cleaner, and obviously, from my perspective, make sure it doesn't get in the water as well.
Well, you not only help put on the program Issues of the Environment, but you do listen as well. Over the years, has there been any particular episode that stood out to you and meant something a little bit more?
There have been two or three. In general, the series on Gelman and some of the work on PFAS have been great, although some of that has bled over into Green Room due to the depth and breadth of it. But I really enjoyed the Detroit Zoo Conservancy conversation a while back, because people in my role recognize that sometimes we use a little too much jargon, and having folks that are really experienced in making that translation to the public about why is something important, why is a natural system or environment important in layperson's terms. I was just talking to my counterpart in Oakland County, Jim Nash, is the Water Resource Commissioner there. And he's got a partnership going with the Detroit Zoo, and I told him how much I had enjoyed the segment. He told me about some work that they've started to do with the zoo. So it was a really neat loop to close that, you know, benefited me professionally just because I happened to hear that segment on the show and recognized that we had somebody that really helps us bridge the gap with folks.
I love when that happens.
Yep.
Our conversation with Washtenaw County Water Resources Commissioner Evan Pratt continues on 89.1 WEMU as we mark the 25th anniversary of Issues of the Environment. Now, over the past several years, we've seen some pervasive and insidious environmental issues come to the fore. You've mentioned a couple of them, from lead-tainted water to PFAS to 1,4-dioxane, and, of course, the ever-expanding implications of addressing and adapting to climate change. As we forge into year 25 and beyond, Evan, what do you see as our role together with Issues of the Environment and informing the community?
Certainly helping people understand where they fit in, where they can go for help as far as serving constituents is important. But I think we also have a role in envisioning and framing issues that maybe aren't right in front of people, or maybe everyone doesn't have to face in their day-to-day life. So climate change is certainly at the top of the list there, David, as far as the types of things that we should explore with a little more breadth and depth. And again, try to get a hand from some of those translators that can put these concerns in everyday terms for people. What does it mean for them? What does it mean for their grandchildren, more importantly? And that's my favorite part of this partnership, David, is talking about our grandchildren and their children, and what are we leaving them?
Well, we've mentioned some of the big top-of-mind issues, and what are some of the matters that together we need to cover in the year and years to come that perhaps aren't as much a part of the public consciousness, but probably should be?
Sure. Sometimes it's really simple things like talking to the folks who, if you're someone who hires somebody to maintain your lawn, or if you're doing it yourself, just talking about some of the simple things as to, well, what does happen if all the leaves end up going down the drain or all the grass clippings go down the drain? I mean, it's a straight shot to the river. It's pretty easy to wash your car over on your lawn. It won't hurt your lawn much. But boy, if those soap suds wash down your driveway and get straight into the river, that's something that we need to constantly remind people that, you know, there's simple things that we can do ourselves that will make a difference out there in the world. A little bit of soap can go a long ways in the water. And if you were a fish, it's pretty tough to breathe soap, I can tell you that.
Evan, I am truly privileged and honored that we get to work together and put forth issues of the environment. I thank you for the partnership, and I thank you for the time today.
David, thank you for the time, your level of interest, and the insightful questions that you always ask. You bring out the best in all the folks that are on the show. Thanks very much for the partnership.
And a happy new year to you, Evan, and thank you for helping create and celebrate 25 years of Issues of the Environment.
Yep, and thanks everyone who's listening for doing their part and trying to help out.
That is Evan Pratt, Washtenaw County's Water Resources Commissioner, and our guest on and our partner in Issues of the Environment, celebrating 25 years on the air in 2020. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.